Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2011 New England Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I guarantee you, when I found out what Jesus did in my life and who I was, I got mad that the devil stole my dad from me when I was 12 years old. He was a godly man, but we didn't know about healing. He was actually raised from the dead 4 years before he died the second time. He had a sheet over him and was sitting out in the hall. And a Baptist pastor prayed for him, and he kicked the sheet off, and an orderly standing next to him wet his pants right there in the scared him so bad. And my dad rose up, but he was still sick and infirm, and he died when I was 12 years old. And you know what? It made me mad that that the devil stole my dad because of our ignorance. I don't know how many of you have heard of John G. Lake, but he was a godly man that had a tremendous healing ministry. And the background is he lost every immediate family member in his family died under the age of like 40. They died young. And he was with his last remaining sister who was on her deathbed. And he was praying and asking God. And God just spoke to him. He was saying, God, why have you let this happen? And God spoke to John G. Lake and says, it's you that's let this happen. I gave you the power to rebuke sickness and disease. I told you to cast out devils. And I can't do it. I gave you that authority and you aren't using it. And he was having the Lord speak these things to him, and his sister died. And so he got on the phone and called somebody who he thought would agree with him. And he says, God just spoke to me that I need to take my authority. Would you agree with me? And he said, I will. And they agreed, and he prayed, and his sister rose from the dead, and he saw her healed. And he went on to have a tremendous healing ministry. And he saw in Spokane, Washington, there were, I think, two hospitals, and one of them closed because there were so many people healed. Spokane, Washington was voted the healthiest place in the United States for decades because of the ministry of that man. And it came because he got to where he realized Satan was the one doing this. It wasn't just natural. It was the devil, and he got mad. And John Lake, he called them practitioners. He would send his people out with a bottle of oil to pray with people. And he says, don't come back until they're healed. They didn't just pray with people and let them go. They prayed and stayed with the person until they got healed. And the longest any person stayed out was 3 weeks. They would move in with people and stay there and keep praying until they saw him healed. And they saw people healed. And it was because he wouldn't tolerate sickness. This woman, Lillian B. Yeoman, was a medical doctor. And she got born again and turned on to the Lord. And she got so angry at sickness. I mean, she was vicious. I read some of her books, and she makes me look like I am a schoolboy compared to her. She was mean. She was vicious. She grabbed a person and she grabbed his medicine from him. And she says, you take this and throw it down the toilet and apologize to that toilet. She wouldn't tolerate sickness. Smith Wigglesworth, one of the statements about him, Smith Wigglesworth was mean. He took a baby one time that had a swollen head, water on the brain, and they brought this baby up for prayer. And he was on a high platform, 3 or 4 feet tall. And he got that baby and kicked it like this out into the front row. And people, what happened? But you know what? It was healed. He would hit people. He would poke people. He would slap them. He would do things, and people criticized him, says, what's wrong with you? And he says, I'm not mad at these people. I'm after the devil. I can't help it if their body gets in the way. You go back to any person who saw lots of miracles, and I guarantee you, they have this attitude that I'm talking about. They aren't passive. They don't sit there and say, oh, you poor thing. And it's so, I understand. No, they get mad. I'm telling you that this is a secret to the Christian life. It's a command to be angry in a righteous way, without sin, not angry at people, but angry at the devil and at the things he does, and don't ever let the sun set on that. And the next verse says, neither give place to the devil. You are giving place to the devil when you are passive. When the devil comes and knocks at your door and you said, oh, please don't come in. Oh, God, don't let him come in. And he just starts walking in, but you won't throw him out. That's the problem. You need to get angry. You need to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Look at this verse over in Matthew chapter 11. This is Jesus speaking. And he's talking about John the Baptist. Wish I had time to preach this whole thing. It's really, I got a great teaching on this. But in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus said in verse 11, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Man, that's one awesome statement. Among those that are born of women, there had never been a greater than John the Baptist. That means John the Baptist was greater than Moses, who split the Red Sea, who caused the 10 plagues, who hit the rock and water came out, who went up into the presence of God, whose face shone with the glory of God. John the Baptist was greater than Moses, greater than Elijah, greater than Elisha, greater than David, greater than any of the prophets. He was the greatest man that had ever walked on the face of the earth, and yet the puniest saint in this room is greater than John the Baptist. Some of you in here think, well, you know, Wendell uses this term super dupers. He's always talking about how the body of Christ believes that we have super dupers. There's the people that you have to run to get them to pray for you and to get their anointing. And we have these Christian celebrities that they're the ones that have to do everything. And there are some of you that believe that God will answer my prayers. He won't answer yours. I've got more power than you've got or whatever. But the scripture is saying that if you are the least in the kingdom of heaven, that's talking about being born again. If you are the sorriest saint that has ever walked the face of this earth, you have more glory, more power, more authority than Moses did, who was able to do all of these things. You at your very worst are better than the devil at his very best. You've got power and authority on the inside of you. The problem is we don't know what we have. We're passive, and we think that the devil and that sickness, disease, poverty, sorrow, grief is just something that we can't overcome. And because of it, you don't resist. You don't fight. You got to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That word, again, means to actively fight against. Smith Wigglesworth, this man I was talking about, was standing at a bus stop one time in England. And there was a little woman there with a poodle. And she was telling this poodle, now go home. The bus is going to come. Go home. And that poodle would just stand there and wag its tail. And she kept saying, go home, go home. The bus is going to come. This poodle would just wag its tail. And finally, the bus is coming around the corner. She said, now go home. Here comes the bus. And the poodle just stood there and wagged its tail. And that bus pulled up in front of her. And she was going to have to get on the bus. And finally, she just stomped her foot and said, get home, like that. And boy, that dog, choom. He was gone. And Smith turned and says, that's the way you got to be with the devil. There are some of you saying, now leave me alone. Please leave me alone. Oh, devil, please get off my life. You need to get angry. You need to contend with the devil. You need to stir yourself up. And remember that if you feel like, but I'm not anybody special. If you are born again, you are greater than John the Baptist, therefore greater than Moses, greater than Elijah. These people would have given anything to have your problems. You've got more power and authority than any of these guys ever thought about having. We don't know what we have, and we're being pathetic with it and passive with it. And then look in the next verse. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. What does that mean? That means that the kingdom of heaven, which is talking about the age that we live in, Jesus said the kingdom doesn't come with outward observation. They aren't going to say, lo, here or there. The kingdom is within you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. In your born-again spirit, you are identical to Jesus. You have His power and His authority. The problem is we are looking at ourselves in the natural. And you're looking at your physical things and feeling your hurt. But in your spirit, you got the same power that raised Christ from the dead. And that's the kingdom of heaven. And since the kingdom of heaven has moved on the inside of people, we are under attack by the devil. Satan is coming against us with thoughts, wiles, deception. He doesn't have power. The only power he's got is deception. And he's deceived us into thinking we're only human and that we have to put up with these things. And he's come against us, and the violent take the kingdom by force. You have to get violent. You have to have a violent resolve. You have to get to a place to where I will not put up with this. Jesus, redeem me from this. I am not going to live with this stuff. Amen. And there's not very many Christians that have this attitude. Again, it is so counterculture. If you go to acting like this, people are going to say, well, man, you're arrogant. Or I thought you're supposed to be a Christian. You're just supposed to be passive. You're supposed to go around with your little finger up like this, like these pictures of Jesus, and just, you know, go around and bless you. And I'll tell you what, the people that founded this nation were strong believers, and they were willing to lay their life on the line and fight to the death. Did you know that the vast majority of people that participated in the signing of the Declaration were clergy? That was the largest group of people that signed the Declaration and declared war were clergy. There are things worth fighting for. There are godly wars. I heard a general one time say, war is hell. And he hated it. But he says that there's times that it's better than the alternative.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on lessons from Deuteronomy 2:24. This teaching series was recorded at our 2011 New England Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM246 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to go to our website. It's awmi.net and check it out. I tell you, we have, I believe, the best website around. I have thousands of my television programs and two or three times as many of my radio programs that are there on the web, available to you free of charge. We also have testimonies, other people that have been healed. We have just a wealth of things there, commentary and other things. So check it out. It's really powerful. Most of it is free. I have probably 400, 500 downloads that are absolutely free. So check it out, awmi.net, and visit our website today.